Dave, so first of all, injury-wise, how are you looking ahead of this game at the weekend?
Well, we've got one or two at the moment that Zayeta know, Tiny know. We're just waiting on Mikhail to see what, we'll give him another 24 hours, maybe even another 48 hours. So we'll leave that decision as late as we possibly can. But probably everybody else is up and running.
What's happened to Antonio?
He's tweaked his knee. He's tweaked the medial ligament. And we'll, as I said, we'll just leave as long as we possibly can with him.
Do you stick with Martinez?
You have to wait and see, won't you?
It was a situation last weekend that I think caught a lot of fans by surprise. Can you explain your thinking behind switching?
No clean sheets. I don't think it's... needs a genius to work out. I mean, we're changing defenders because we don't think they're doing a job. Kirky's not kept a clean sheet. I think he'd be the first to say he's been at fault for some of the goals. So when you've got competition, then you can't bring competition in, and then the lad's doing well. Say, well, you're not going to play. You're just going to sit there. So it's like anybody else that's in the football club. There's competition for places and somebody's not doing it, or you feel they're not doing it, then you have to change it.
Could Martinez be around for a while then because of his loan situation?
No, you don't know. I mean, they have a 24-hour call back on him. At the moment, they've got a full complement of goalkeepers, so hopefully we will be able to keep him. And then we'll just, or I will decide whether he starts or doesn't.
How's Kirkland responded to that?
I don't ask him.
It's a situation where fans will look at it and say, well, actually, in games, he's made several telling saves at various different times this season. No, harsh to drop him.
Yeah, listen, you're always going to get people that say, then you'll get fans that say, no, he hasn't made the saves. So if you're not keeping clean sheets, if you went into a football club and the team hadn't kept clean sheets, what was the first thing you look at?
Well, you'd look at the defence and the goalkeeper, wouldn't you?
Exactly. So we've changed defenders, and he is part of that unit. But then you can change anybody if they're not playing well. And unfortunately, that's why you have competition. So if you whoever you leave out, for whatever reason, someone's always going to say and give a reason that why he shouldn't be left out. And if you keep him in, then they'll give a reason why he should be left out. And that's a decision that's... as a manager or coaches, that you have to stand by. And I thought Emmy didn't do anything wrong on Saturday. He didn't do anything wrong. He had no chance with both goals. So I don't think you can look at that situation, but everybody is always going to have favourites, and when you don't play them, then they're always going to pick up. But we just felt, and I just felt it at the time, it was the right time to make the change.
It is loan deadline day. What's the likelihood that you'll be able to make an addition or two?
Well, we're trying. We're asking. It's got to be the right player. It's got to be somebody that comes in and makes a difference rather than just comes in and is not going to play or just be a cover. And that's difficult because it's the circumstances. So it's, we're still trying to move players out because they need to play. We've got a busy Christmas period coming up and we want everybody fit, up and running. And if we can get a couple of players in, then it'll be fantastic. If we can't, then there doesn't seem to be a great deal of movement. Then we will go with what we've got. But everybody's trying and it's not as if we're not trying. It's difficult. And also at this stage of the season, the people that you're looking at probably haven't played for a while. And we've been doing that for the last... 2 or 3 months, bringing people in, and we need to get them fit. We need to bring someone in that we feel will do well for us and benefit the team.
Because resources are finite, are you looking at any which particular areas of the team are you looking to strengthen in?
Everywhere. We can look in every position. If a player comes available that we feel is better than what we've got, then we will try and see whether we can get them in. But we're looking in every position because we will need, with games coming up now, 3 games a week, we will need everybody, all hands to the pump, all fit, all running, all strong. So we're looking at all positions, but there are priorities within that we are chasing. We'll just see whether we can get them.
You were linked with Cardiff's Joe Mason. Is there any truth in that?
Well, again, you're going to keep throwing names at me, and I can bat them away, or I can say, yes, I was. And I've never spoke about players that were chasing or were not chasing, because I don't think it's right. I think it's breaks a confidentiality, whether you've got that with the other club or the player or whatever. But if there are players available that are of good ilk, then I would hope that we'd be in the running for them.
In terms of getting players off the books, have you had any interest that might mean that one or two leave today?
Well, again, we'll wait and see. We're trying to give players games, because they need games that they haven't been playing. So we know that they'll, if we do need them over the period, then they will come back and they will be up and running. So we are trying to move one or two out. And if we can get them out, then it's an ideal situation, because one, it gives them game time. It's no good playing under 21 or reserve team football. They need proper game time, and they're the players that need to get out and up and running.
You had this meeting after the match last week against Huddersfield with Milan. He said...
I have a meeting with the chairman after every game, believe it or not. So, end of story. I mean, you know, if it was something new, then you would have something to say to me. But at the end of the day, I have a meeting with the chairman and Paul after every game.
Milan said this week that Dave now knows where he stands after the run of form. What does that mean?
I've known where I've stood from day one. So you're not telling me anything new or old or fresh. I know where I stand from day one.
Has he, given the run of form recently, given you any indications, ultimatums about what's required?
Yeah, win football matches. I think that would be pretty clear, wouldn't it? Would you not think so?
I would certainly think so. But does it?
I would think that's what it's down to. It's everybody's not happy with the form. I'm not happy with the form. I don't like someone saying to me, oh, you don't care and everything else. Of course I care. It's my livelihood, remember? It's not my hobby, it's my livelihood. So why would I not care? Why are we trying to get the players to perform as well as we know they can do, and they have shown in games, and then they perform the way they do? We're all chasing hard, we're all working hard. Everybody within the football club has a responsibility. But I have a meeting with them probably four times a week. I certainly have a meeting with them after every game, home or away. Or we speak. If the chairman needs to get off, or we're away and he's got to catch a train or something like that, then we speak. So I know where everybody stands, not just me, but everybody within the football club.
Does it feel as though it is now almost acutely aware that you are fighting to save your job?
Is that what you're saying? Or
no, I'm asking if almost as if the clock's ticking, Dave.
Every day. Well, the clock's always ticking. Every day I walk into the football club, I fight for my job. Every manager, because I've said this many times before, as soon as things don't seem to go well, what's the first response? What's the first question you will ask me? Are you fighting for your job? Not once have you came in here and said, look, let's get behind everybody, let's stay strong. You've had 10 managers in 10 years. It's all about you're fighting for your life. I know every day I walk into this football club, win, lose or draw, I'm fighting for my job. Because it's all about results at the end of the day. So you don't have to tell me or ask me a question. I'm not having a go, because you're not asking me anything new that I already know, or they're being top of the league and you're fighting for your job. Because if you fall off the top of the league, then, or you lose a couple of games, what's the first question a reporter will ask? Do you feel like you're under threat? So you're under threat from day job, because that's the way of life in football. You've not once, if you ask me, hey, what can we do? Let's get behind all the players. Let's push it on. Let's stay strong. Let's be firm. Why aren't the players performing? Is it the manager? Is it the players? Is it the coaches? Is it the whole thing? It could be everything. So what you have to do is stay strong. Keep believing. Have a little bit of patience now and again, whatever long that takes, because the players have proved they can do it. On the occasions they've done it, now what's the difference? It's, you know, I don't have to be told that 15 games, not winning, you know, one game winning, not keeping a clean sheet. They're all the things that what you're asking me, we're pounding away with the players to try and get it right. And they have to get it right. And once they've crossed the white line, they then have to go and perform. I put the team out, so I am part of that team. because I've picked the team. I then rely on them players to go and do their job. And that's all the way through the football club. So the one thing I can promise the fans is everybody here is working, staying strong, not listening to all the stuff that goes on in football as it is. There's a manager in the Premiership who's just lost the game. He's like had the best defensive record now all of a sudden. Everyone's chasing for his job because it's good news. Bad news is good news. I have to accept that. But I'll also, when you ask me questions, I will also come back at you, maybe in an angry way or in not so a nice way. You have your job to do, but you've also got to expect that, you know, I've never laid down and just given up or whatever. And I don't expect the players to do that as well. They've got to keep going and keep fighting. And they have to explain to me and my coaching staff and the chairman why they go and perform the way they do and then they don't. That's the question that we're asking them just as much as the fans are asking.
But how worried are you that they are not listening? That message, whether it's in terms of how they conduct themselves in their own performance or what you want the team to do?
How can they listen against Reading, but they're not listening in the next one?
Well, you tell me.
Because we're asking them, how did they listen to do it in that game, but they don't listen in the next game? I don't tell the player to step out and make a big gap so the fella can pass the ball in there. So we work. It might be that they can't do it. Has anyone ever thought about that? Maybe they're not doing it.
But everything went right against Reading. But at other times this season, you know, where you could have asked the same question, they're not listening to the message and getting through.
But they listen. I can go through all the games. They listen to games Bolton, Middlesbrough, you know, QPR, even though we lost the game 2-1. So you can't. Don't try and say to me that, they're not listening to you, because that's what you're implying. Basically, some of them that are playing mightn't be playing to the best of their ability. Might be other reasons. We have to find all that. But you can't go from that game to the next game and be sublime to ridiculous. It just can't happen. So what's the next stop? Oh, we'll blame the manager or we'll blame the coach. We're all in it together here. So we don't blame just one. Everybody's fighting for their lives. Everybody's fighting for their jobs, whether it be manager, coach or player.
Doesn't, though, the buck stop with you?
Well, of course the buck... So you get rid of the manager, but the buck stopped with your last 10 managers.
It's a situation, though, charge at the minute.
Yeah, I'm fighting for my life.
The buck stopped was the last 10 minutes, so get rid of the manager. But you're still in the division... You still got relegated. So why did the book stops with everybody, not just one person. The book stops with everybody. It's easy. You know, go and change your manager, go and bring someone else in. Fella's still got the same players. So when I talk about we are all in it together. So everybody in this football club is fighting for their lives. They're fighting for their contracts. They're fighting for their next contract. They're fighting whether they get a new club to go to. So... too easy to say, the book just stops with one person. I pick the team, so I am part of that team. I expect them to then go out and do what they show in them games that we've seen or in the training. That's why they get picked.
Do you feel let down then?
Yeah, I do. So do my coaches. And the players should feel it. Some of the players should feel let down, the ones that are trying and doing it. So we all feel let down. Everybody in the football, chairman definitely feels let down. So, yeah, there's no good hiding the facts and trying to rubber stamp over it. Everybody within the club, whether, as I said, manager, coach, player, there'll be players here, there'll be coaches, there'll be managers, all feel let down at the time. Because they're not doing what we see in glimpses or what we do see on a consistent basis.
Are you struggling to motivate them?
No.
Do they suffer from motivational problems as individuals?
So, what are you asking? Because I'm a manager who stands on a touchline and doesn't run up and down?
I'm asking.
I've had this time and time again through my career. My career is, look at it. I've never changed the look of my career. It's far better than a lot of people that you've had employed at this football club, and it might be worse than people you've had employed at this football club. You can't change motivation. They're motivated because, again, they motivate them against Reading. You don't motivate them the next one. It's We've got to find that key, that reason why they are good 1 minute, terrible the next. Why can't we keep a clean sheet? So you have to change players. That's the beauty of football. Everybody in this football club realises there might be their opportunity to stake their claim because the others aren't doing it. That's why you have a squad of 20-odd players.
To be honest, Dave, I wasn't referring to what a small group of fans maybe think about your personal demeanour on a touchline. I was rather more talking about maybe what's said here and what's said and what the players have well, in between.
Well, you've asked me, you see the reaction I give you. So, one, I do care because you see the reaction I get. Two, you're questioning whether you're motivating the players. The players are motivated. What they've got to do now is go out and show that. And don't forget, you talk about motivation. I don't know whether you play sport, you don't play sport, you play an individual. Why do the players go out and play? Do they go out because the manager says, oh, you're going to be this and you're going to be that? Or do they also have a responsibility to get out and say, listen, I'm letting everybody down here? Because that's what I do. I have a responsibility. I get up every morning. I see what can we do? What can we change? And if it's not happening, and some players I might have stuck with a bit too long. And then when they come and ask you, why are they not playing? Because there's the reason why. So it can be many, many things. But the one thing that we all do here, and we're all trying to keep together, is you stick together and you fight it as a group of people. You can't fight it individually, you have to fight it as a group. Now, within that group, if people are letting you down, then it's down to me, that's where the buck stops, that you weed them ones out and you give someone else that wants to fight. And it might be that you play a player that mightn't have the ability that the person's got, but he's not doing the other side. And it could be that someone is not got the ability, gets his opportunity, and might just be quite good enough on that day to do it. So they're all the things that we're looking at and trying to get better.
I mean, I know you were talking as part of a wider answer then, but do you think you have been too loyal to some of this group then?
Well, if they keep letting us down, then you can say, yeah, or I can say no. Listen, the one thing is I believe in my players. I have to believe in my players. And now and again, they might let you down, not through their own fault, not because circumstances or whatever, but there's a difference between letting you down by making a mistake or continuing making the same mistakes or not doing what they've been doing during the week and then when they come to the big game. So there's lots of different ways people can let each other down or themselves down. But more importantly, when I come in here on a Monday morning after the game, after the loss or on a Sunday, the one thing I do know is they want to try and put it right. And that's why, you know, we work with them and we keep working with them. And the day that they don't want to do, you'll know. You'll smell it. And I don't smell that. What I do smell is maybe fear starting to creep in. Maybe they don't understand why it's not happening when it does in that game and not the next game. We went to Derby, and this is the one that sticks in my mind the most. We went to Derby full of confidence after such a fantastic run, and then we put in such a terrible performance. And we're all looking for them reasons and them answers why. That everybody looks for them. But it's all about sometimes, it's not just about changing it because of what's going on or you think it's going to happen, because I think the club's been through enough of that. And you've got to look back sometimes through your history and say, why was it not working? Why was it not? And you might stick with the same players, but you get rid of the other people. And yet, it still happens. So, but I would rather work with people that want to do it and be here. And I've not had anyone that says they don't want to be here or whatever. And then if they go and perform for someone else or they go to another club and perform, then they've got to ask the question. They've got to look at themselves and say, what was I doing wrong? And they're all the things that everybody can ask. But, the book always stops with the manager that picks the team. But also, we all have a responsibility to try and get it right.
Do you think that there's enough self-awareness from the players then? Because you'll come in, you'll do the video reviews and what have you and think about what's going wrong. Do you think that they actively look at themselves in quite that way rather than just churning out games?
I think you should ask them that. You ask them that question.
It's a situation this week, through no fault of Wednesday's own, the gap at the foot of the table between the relegation zone and those just above has increased, albeit only by a point. Does that start to worry you?
We have a game as well in hand, so we can look at stats as well. We know what we've got to do. The one thing I can assure the fans is everybody in this football club knows what they have to do. There's no hidden agenda, there's no hiding place. Everybody knows what they've got to do. And they've got to fight and they've got to scrap, because they're not just scrapping for the fans, they're scrapping for the club, but more importantly, they're scrapping for themselves as well. And that includes me, my staff and the players. Everybody is fighting and scrapping. Only one set of people put them in the situation, which is us. Only one set of people can get us out, which is us.
Do you think this group of players can then?
I do. But one or two need to wake up and smell the coffee and not blame others and not look at others. Look at yourself first and say, why am I not performing? Don't look at others. Don't blame anybody else. We all look at ourselves individually first. And once they start to do that, once they start to play for themselves, then they play for everybody else, not the other way around. Don't blame anybody. It's us. And I use the word us because I am, as I said many times, I am part of that. Not deflecting anything, not trying to hide anything, it is us.
So what have you done differently, thought about doing differently?
There's lots of things we do differently. I can't go through, you know, I'll be here till next week to keep doing that. What we do, there's lots of things we do. We work at all the things that we think we need to work at. We work at the things that we think we're good at to make us better at. So there's lots of things that we're doing. We can bring them in individually. We can show them individually. There'll still be players that don't accept what you're showing them because they think they've made that decision at that time, which can happen in football. But there's lots of things that we've been doing. There's lots of things we've been working at. There's lots of things we've been said. There's a lot of hearts searching, a lot of soul searching, a lot of people asking the question, why am I not? Why was I playing well in that game or not playing well in the next game? They're all the things that we're trying to piece together, and it's just like a big jigsaw. And at the moment, one or two of the younger players are, you know, why is it not working for me when it was at the start, even though we were still drawing games, we were still doing well, and there'll be senior players asking the same question and many other questions.
Do you think this game against Blackpool could be definitive for you in your role here?
Well, I've said to you before, do you honestly expect me to give you that answer? Do you honestly expect that?
I'm wondering what your thoughts on it are.
If you make a mistake, if you ask me a silly question or whatever, and you make the mistake, is that your last thing? What I'm doing, I do the best with the best that I have, with the people I have. I give 100% and more, day in, day out. So do I think it will be? No, I hope not. Do other people think it could be? Probably I can't change people's minds of what they think or what they do. All I ever hear is what should be done. I never hear what's the next stage. Never ever hear that. Get rid, boom, gone. Same as the player. Get rid of the player. What's the next thing? What's the next question you're asked? Who's replacing him? You lose your job, what are the players going to do? They're going to look for something else. Anyone do a better job? Anyone do what we're doing, make it better? Then fine. There might be somebody there that can do that. What we're doing is sticking together, working hard, battling away. And as I said many times before, we all have a responsibility to put it right, because it's not nice. We don't like this feeling. Not had it many times in my career, so I know which is the better one. Sometimes you hit rock bottom, there's only one way you come out. As far as I'm concerned, you come out fighting. Now I want to see what fight my players have got. Simple as that. I've backed them, and I will back them. Now it's time and they back everybody that's here.
So Blackpool then is a challenge now.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they're playing this weekend against you. Yeah, so what do you make of them right now?
Well, again, they're an established football team at this level. They still have ambitions of being in the Premiership. They've brought a lot of players in. I'm sure they've had something like 7-1-0. We had 8 draws. They've had 7-1-0. It's such a fine fine line in football. We've got to go there, be full of confidence and believe that we can get the result that we want. And the first thing we have to start with is a clean sheet. We have to build from a clean sheet. We have to stop trying to win the game from the first minute. We have to believe that, get a clean sheet, and then you build from there.
I mean, and I would imagine to do that, you'll be keen for some of the players to stop these individual errors that, well, obviously, certainly in the recent past cost you against Huddersfield.
Well, most of the individual errors are an accumulation. It's normally, if you look back, you know, we look back at the video, we look back at the first goal, it's an accumulation of, you know, we didn't pick up properly from the throw, we then sold ourselves on the dummy, and then people come out of areas that they shouldn't come out of. So it's an accumulation, it always is, because people always look at the, you know, the final bit. We have to see what led to that. So, you know, it wasn't just down to one person, actually down to three or four people at the time, just not maybe doing what they should do or they would normally do. And that's the thing that you show them, and then you hope that they don't keep making the same mistake.